Welcome to the Pirates Overboard podcast. I'm your host, Justin Osterwick, joined alongside Jonathan Luters. We are two student athletes excited to sit down with our fellow Pirates to talk about their experience here at the Hall and learn more about them on a personal level. Go check out and follow the Pirates Overboard podcast Instagram page for all our content. Our next guest is a friend of the show, coming back for the second time as now an NIT champion. Jaden Bediako had a great five-year college basketball career starting at Santa Clara University in California. And now, as a Pirate, he's gotten the opportunity to play in the great Big East and win a championship. We had a great conversation with Jaden talking about his recent travels, the feeling of winning an NIT championship, and offered some great advice about living in the moment during the college experience. We loved having Jaden come back on the podcast for a part two episode, so buckle up, as you may learn a thing or two about Vikings and other mythology, along with a geography lesson during this episode. So without further ado, Jaden Bediako. And welcome back to the show, Jaden Bediako, NIT champion, coming back on with us today. Thank you so much for coming up on this beautiful Monday afternoon. First things first, I gotta ask, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Get to be with you guys, talk about some stuff, have a little fun with the show. And yeah, man, like, you know, spring right now, so, you know, we're kicking it right now.
It's about time that it's spring. It's been, what, 50s, cloudy, gloomy, rainy?
Yeah.
First week, I think we're going to get all sun, no rain.
That's beautiful.
I know, flowers, especially for deal. You, especially yeah. for you and the baseball guys.
That's right, that's right. And Jaden's our first two-time member first on the podcast. Yes. We got to clap that out. First two-time member on the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we got to ask, you've been traveling all over the place recently after basketball has finished up. How have your travels been?
You guys really know that. Wow. That's
Well, you told me in the weight room that you're going back home. And I'm like, all right.
You guys do a lot. Okay. yeah. I recently went to Santa Clara, back to my old stomping grounds. Mm-hmm. So that's where I guess where I said home was. But just to see some of the fellows on my team from Santa Clara, see some of the academic teachers, AD and everyone else, though, you know, because I was there for 4 years, though. So it was just good seeing friends and where I spent my 4 years there, you know, beautiful campus in Silicon Valley, South Bay. I did get to go to a Warriors game because one of our guys, Brandon Pajemski, plays for the Warriors.
Awesome.
So he got me tickets, and I went with a group of friends. So one of them was separated, so I took the separated one, and I was near courtside almost. Like I was like in Steph Curry's boot. So I was like four seats away from like the game. So if y'all saw my story that day on that Sunday, it was cool. Yeah. So and I mean I've been to MSG, but yeah, MSG's way better. I mean, Chase Center's cool, yeah. But MSG, I thought Warrior fans were annoying. I thought Raptor fans were annoying. Nah, Knicks fans are the most annoying fans in the league. They do like Providence fans. We'll say that.
Oh, man. So you also crossed off a couple of new states on your list. I know you travel a lot in that sense. What other states did you go to during your time?
You know what's funny about that post, though? I had to redo that four times.
Oh,
because
no.
I had people kept calling me saying, one of my coaches called me, he's like, you've been to Providence. Oh, you've been to Rhode Island. I'm like, huh? He's like, Providence. I'm like, oh, I forgot. I know. Another one. Well, if you're counting like just driving by places, you drove by Maryland and
that's
Delaware.
True.
And I'm like,
you also played Georgetown's in, well, D.C., I guess, technically.
So I missed Washington. My friend from Santa Clara called me back and said, friend from Santa Clara said, you played Gonzaga in Washington. I'm like, I forgot because they're in Spokane, Washington. So I've been, yeah. So I'm happy with the list I have so far. I think I definitely need to see Kansas. I think Kansas just to see mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. One of my other guys there, Jalen Williams on the Thunder, and Shea and Lou. I know like four guys on that team. I think alone. But yeah, that's cool. But everywhere else I've been though, it's just been either basketball visit or we're just driving by or maybe one or two were vacation spots.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I'll need to fill out the West though. I think I'm fine with my Western trips. Oh, you know what? No, I got Oregon. I was about to say, I did get Oregon. We played Portland, so that's what I'm saying. It's just two main states here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, what do you count the basketball trips, the states you visit, like you've been there, or do you have to like actually be there for a separate thing other than basketball?
Yeah, no, I count it as you just – for basketball, yeah, or like I'll tell you this. When I was visiting Montana one time, I had to stop in Colorado. Never been to Colorado. Count that. I'm like, that counts.
That's fair.
That's fair. I stopped in Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm in Colorado,
That's fair. I guess I'm going to count when we travel down to West Virginia. I travel through
counts,
a bunch of streets.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been to West Virginia. That's the one I haven't seen.
Yeah, that's a beautiful campus.
So is West Virginia like Virginia, just west of Virginia?
It's not even like geography question here. It is west, but it's like almost like northwest.
Yeah,
right?
It's more like northwest. Like you're like based off where the University of West Virginia is, you're really
close to like Pittsburgh. Like you're only an hour and a half away from West Virginia University to Pittsburgh.
You know what? Here we go.
The only reason why I know that because that's a huge rivalry in college football.
I never got that. I heard about that rivalry. Never got it, just the proximity.
So it's there we go. We got the map pulled out so we can all see this here.
I'm gonna pull the West Virginia maps.
But it's a beautiful state, very hilly. I talked to Jonathan. We went to midseason down there, and the pool is literally like on top of a mountain. Like you have to go up this hill, and it's just the pool, and it's on the top of the mountain. You can see the whole surrounding valley. It's beautiful, beautiful state. But it's definitely one. There's not much other else going on in the state.
West Virginia, yeah, right, about an hour from Pittsburgh. There we go. A little geography today.
A little geography lesson today. So, let's get into the NIT. Obviously, that was a huge experience for you, everyone back here watching from home. So talk to us about that experience going on that magical run winning the NIT tournament.
We showed the committee. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. You know what? Like I think Coach Shaw said best in his article, in the articles I read and stuff like that. When we heard we were the first four out, so knowing if there's four more spots, we would have been in. That's – guys were upset, you know, like tears were in – got some guys' ears and – Coach Shaw let the older guys, the starters, really just go in and talk about what you guys want to do. You guys want to play in the NIT or not? And, you know, we all agreed we should play. And then, like, you know, like, I didn't want my last game to be with those guys, the loss at St. John's and MSG. I didn't want that just to be our season. That's it. So, and I've been in the NIT before twice now. So, both first round exits. So, definitely when we played in the NIT, the St. Joe's game, like, and playing in Welsh is way different than playing Prudential.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Joe's game was a. The first one's always a tough one. So, yeah, went to OT, you know, 1-3, but it wins a win. Mm-hmm. They're a good team. North Texas, defending champs. Mm-hmm. Beat LSU on the road, took care of them. And then UNLV, who was really hot at that time. And I think they finished fourth in the Mountain West. They won 20 games in the Mountain West. So they finished higher than San Diego State, New Mexico, and Colorado State, who all got into the tournament. And they beat Crane, too, so they have some good quality wins.
Mm-hmm.
Good team. We got them. And then just going on that run in Indiana, then we like might as well win it, right? Then
yeah.
Took care of Georgia, and then Indiana State. That was the two teams who were. They were also a first round team, so it was cool. It was good to see what the, you know, I think it's been a while since the NTs had the 2-1 seeds, especially the two first four out teams play each other in the championship game. So
yeah.
It was cool to have that, and like it was a home game for them. You know, I think now they're calling the Butler or Hinkle Fieldhouse now. what are they calling now? The Rock West now. That's what they're calling now. The Rock.
Oh my God.
We're 3-0 there. So I mean, it's like our second home. Like
that's funny.
Sore South. So. It was cool. It was loud. Their fans were there. It's filled up. I think it was more filled up than when we played Butler, really. So packed house, all Indiana State fans. And, it was just a great run just to win something. You know, like, you know, my brother, younger brother, when he played at Alabama, he won the SEC regular season. He won the SEC tournament title, number one seed in the country that year, last year, and was a big factor of that. So me leaving college with, like, something like that, like, okay, there's going to be something there. Whenever I come back to see home, there'll be something I can look at and be like, yeah, I was part of that team until I'm old, tell these young cats now, like, hey, I did that in 2024, like, and it's like 2060, you know. So it was cool, but it was good. It was needed, though, you know. Like, that's why we play the games we play, you know. Like, you know, everyone likes to look down the NIT and stuff like that, but, I mean, it's like the next best thing, you know. And, like, if we got a chance to keep playing basketball, we'll keep playing. Like, that's the longest I played, April. Near like
right,
after
yeah.
Final Four, so just grateful for the experience though, and like leaving something good here. You know, we did a lot of good things though. And, like, you know, I still say we had a case to really be in, which we should have. But I mean, I guess sometimes God has other plans, and sometimes it's just some things we don't understand. But when we do it though, we're like, maybe this was it. So yeah, it was a great run, man.
It was.
It was awesome for all of Seton Hall to come together around that too, because we all knew like what happened when we're not in it like you are, but to see what happened with the committee and everything, we were like, ugh, like, oh my gosh. And I wanted to go back to what Coach Shaw said. He kind of put on the seniors and the starters, that is, of whether or not wanted to play or not. That's kind of a cool thing. What was that conversation like with the other starters, other seniors, of whether or not to play in it or not?
Well, yeah, it was. You know, just right after they, like, he had to let them know within 3 hours, like, if we're going to play on. So, like, it's like right after.
Oh, wow. It was a short term. Wow.
Yeah, because the NIT selection shows that same day after. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why if you see the NIT, like, so many teams declined not to play. So many. I think Oklahoma and Pitt were also with us in the first round. They said they're not playing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean, we just went back, emotions riding high, just quiet. And we're like, we're just all in disbelief. Like, we felt like we'd done enough. Mm-hmm. And we're playing the Big East, too. So, we usually get about five teams in, usually.
Mm-hmm.
So to have three alone was very weird. And the year we had, like, all those. Yeah, we had some slippage in some games, but we won three teams to beat UConn, didn't get in. And, yeah, so it was just, you know, everything's just quiet, though, and stuff. And I think, you know, someone had to speak up first. So I spoke up first saying, like, listen, like, I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather play with y'all in the NIT and, like if we have to lose in the NIT, let's so be it. Like, I don't want, like, this to be the last moment. Like, okay, like, that was our last game, St. John's, L, and MSG, that's it. No more, you know, like, I think, you know, and then I think the other guys said, too, if we're going to play, we have to win this. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Like, I'd rather, you guys want to keep playing basketball and, like, you know, help improve each other's, like, futures and careers. So it was a tough decision, I would say, you know, because just everyone's like, oh, like, they screwed us over. We were the first four out, though, so we were, like, that close to getting in. Right. There's no point in playing, but it's like, nah, like, we got to play, like, and just, like, end off each other. Like, I'm like, these guys are, like, my brothers now for life, you know? Like, these guys who I invite to my wedding and stuff like that. Mm, also, awesome. You guys, too.
There we
wow,
go.
Nice.
There we go.
We're the podcast on the road.
Yeah. No, no, we'll probably, you guys just come in and just, you know, kick it with the family.
Oh, I love it.
I would love that.
I'm being so serious about that, too. But I
love that. Appreciate it.
Anyway, yeah, so love these guys, man. So, you know, want to go out with a bang, whatever. Like, listen, if we got losing the NIT, let's do that. Let's not. I want to remember all this good stuff in St. John's, L, MSG. That's it. Right. And it worked out well. Then we all won. Like, you know, and like, as you know, see, like, we were the better team, and like, it was cool seeing John Rothstein and everyone else like tweet saying like, congrats to St. Hall, but John Ross said this team belonged in the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully now the committee, they look back and they're like, okay, I think this is the last year we're ever going to put three teams in the Big East in the tournament.
Mm,
we should put more. So definitely that's how that conversation went, though. But
really cool.
It was great, man. We just had to rally around that, though. And, like, you guys rallied around that, too. The students did. And I saw clips of, like, when they're watching the final game. So it's like, damn, I never saw that before. I think the closest I was to that, though, was when we at Santa Clara, we went to our first NIT in, like, forever in 2022. We played at Washington State. Students were watching a bit, so it was cool. And it's a whole different platform, too, because you're not playing on Fox, you're playing on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So a whole different audience. And I think our NIT championship game had the most – it was the most views. And
Yeah, it was amazing. And I wanted to get your reaction on what was it like playing here at Walsh? Like, I got the honor to, like, be able to watch and not work behind the scenes and just be there and take it all in. And from a fan perspective, I'm like – wow, for only 1,300 people, this place is loud. What was it like as a player's perspective playing in such a rowdy and ruckus crowd?
I think our crowds are always rucky and rowdy, but I mean, I think Walsh is cool. We prize there a lot, though. It's cool. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I would prefer to play at Prudential because I feel like the court's smaller, everyone's around, the rim's different, the ball bounces off differently. So, like, I feel like it took me a while to get, like, because we played there once and then we just played at Prudential. So, it took me a while to get accommodated to that, in my personal opinion on that. Mm-hmm. But it was cool, you know, and just, like, the men's basketball team is playing on campus. You know, it's easier for people to come, students to come watch. So, it was cool. Welsh was a great place. And, you know, but I think some teams when they, like, I knew one guy from UNLV because he played in the WCC against me. Kind of asking, like, so, like, this where y'all play? And I'm like, no, like, we play Prudential. We play here, but we also play Prudential. But, like, you know, it's that postseason-wise, Prudential doesn't host us no more. So, it's, you know, so, yeah. But it was cool. We had the advantage, though. And, you know, you got Al knocking down shots, Kadari doing Kadari, Dre doing Dre, Dylan being a pest and on defense and stuff. Yeah, I use that word loosely. Yeah, so it was a cool time. Just everyone there, and, yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I know from being there and also watching on television, we were traveling and just obviously just following. It was so, so cool. And I wanted to hit upon one more time before we kind of transition over to the next topic over here. You mentioned your brother and how your brother was on Alabama, number one team, had a really good run with Alabama that one year, being a big part of it. You this year being a really big part of Seton Hall and all that, you got to tell him, like, hey, now I have being a big part of Seton Hall and then winning this, like, hey, kind of neck and neck, right? Is that how that competition goes? Remember the last time we talked about that with your brother?
Yeah, so for people who don't know, Charles Bediako is my younger brother. So I'm the oldest in my family. So
may that be known.
Yeah, I have to let that known. But he got a little, like, I could say that, but then he might be like, see this thing on my, see these two things on my finger? this is a championship ring, and this is a C tournament ring, and I've been to the tournament twice. I've been to Sweet 16. Where you been? And I'm like, okay, leave me alone. But at least I won the damn thing. But it's cool. But that's one of the things, you know, like we can take back and like just be old about and just laugh about that and just talk about that. You know, it's just really cool to see how like basketball in this family has come and you know, God given talent and opportunities to come play. So I'm grateful for the opportunity like to play at this level. Like WCC, I love it. WCC is great, but as some people who are basketball fans know, it's like Gonzaga and St. Mary's run that table in that league. Yeah. So being here where it's kind of like almost even, you kind of had a really good year, but like the media coverage is great. You play at MSG. The fans are way more crazier than I had the WCC. Like Gonzaga fans are crazy. St. Mary's, if you look up St. Mary's, is like a gym. It's, it kind of looks like high school. It only fits like 2,000 people. I don't know if it gets loud in there. I've been there. They've been packed, but they don't really get like loud. Mm-hmm. But the Big East is a whole different monster. So I'm just grateful to be playing in this league. Got to play in this league and see the culture and the histories of this league, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I still don't get what's so special about Hinkle Fieldhouse. I don't get all the hype about Hinkle, but hey, it's cool. I'm being so serious, too. I don't get it. Because someone said Hoosier was made here. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's big. You know, the outside, like, you look at it, oh, and you get inside. It's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, yeah.
Just another arena. No big deal.
Yeah, just another one.
Just playing basketball.
Yeah.
Just playing ball.
Love it. Love it.
So I kind of want to go through that final. You were a key part in that last sequence, those final seconds.
Yeah.
You get that block. What was going through your head? You get that block, and the first thing you see, time goes to zero, you win by two. What were those original emotions for you?
Okay, so I blocked the shot, but then I ran back. I ran the other way because I thought Kadari had the ball. I thought he picked it up, and then, yeah, I was a heesh. Yeah, you say that. I'm like, yeah, nah. I should have stayed in the play, but just ran back and then seen the miss, game was over, and I was like, just scream. I'm like, well, we actually did. We actually won. Like, obviously, like, having confidence we were going to win, but like that was a good Indiana State team, too. Like, I think they were number one offensive efficiency in the country, and they play like an NBA style. All five guys can handle, shoot, they cut really hard. So that coach got them in the right direction, and he'll take some of the players at St. Louis, so that'll be a really good team. But yeah, like I said, they number one offense in the country, so to knock them off was great, in their state, great, and Hinkle was cool too. And just I was just like, wow, we actually won. And just going celebrating with the guys, like, yo, we actually did it. Like, we actually did it. We are champions. You type in 2024 NIT tournament, we are the champions of that. And just it's just a good end to the thing, you know. Just and then it just makes you think about like all like the ups and downs. So I think to be a successful team or a championship team is like it can't be all rosy and straight. Like, you're gonna have ups and downs. Like, you know, we had ups and downs in practices, up and down in games, you know, like it is what it is, but like that's how, you know, great teams are made. If it's just everything's all easy and y'all are all happy and stuff, it's like, it's not gonna work. So just think about all that, all the hardships and stuff, and you know, everyone came far as a group too. Like, I think I know this. All five of our starters, including me and the starters, like, we're all transfers from different schools. So it's like,
oh, wow.
So it's like, you know, we all came together, band together, and did this. So it was cool. It was very sentimental, and I felt like it's just a good emotion. I just kind of go back and watch the game. I was like, just running back with my hands. I was just, oh, my God, we actually did it. Because we were also down 7 with, like, 3 minutes left to go, and I thought that might have been the end. I'm like, and that's what I'm saying. That's a really good team. But then I'll hit some big shots, get some steals, or great defensive key stops. Dre hits the game-winning basket, and, you know, and then Al does a good job. I come block the shot, and then the rest is written.
Yeah, a lot of that game was just back and forth of runs. I feel like the first half, they'd go on a 7-0 run, then you guys would go on a 7-0 run. So as a fan perspective, watching it, we were all on the edge of our seats, like chewing our fingernails, like, oh, man, like, when's this next run coming? And thankfully, those last 2.5 minutes, you guys did phenomenal getting some key stops, like you said, and going on that run. So from a fan perspective, we were kind of feeling what you're like, that feeling of at that 3-minute mark down 7, like, is this it? Like, this can't be it. Like, no way. And then the run happens, and we're like, we were in my house at the swim house. We were all jumping down like, yes, we won something here. We won the NIT. Here we go. We were so elated. I cannot state that enough.
I remember as soon as we won, I called him like, we gotta get Jaden back on again. soon as we won, like, we gotta get Jaden back on and talk about it. So yeah, so no, but thank you again for being on here. That I appreciate talking about the whole experience, and we know how emotional, how much it meant to you. I mean, there's a video, I forget if it was you that posted it or basketball account. Sure, it was just on you and how much it meant. I think it was you and Dylan. And how much it meant between you guys. Like, you're, we're winners. Like, we're a winner who won this.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really, really cool video. And showed how much you guys cared. And cared for each other and cared about winning it. So it was really, really cool to see that.
Yeah, we won. That's what I was trying to tell Dylan. He's like, you a winner? I'm like, no, we won.
Yeah.
We won. Everyone from the administration to the team to the managers to the strength trainers. Like, we all won. Academic advisor, shout out Amanda. Like, all like we all won that. Because I think to be a championship program, Cal Poly said the best, to be a championship program, the administration's got to be bought in. You know, the people around got to be bought in. So we're not just going there just to have a season. Let's go play basketball. Let's see if we win 15, 20 games or whatever. And just after that, play a conference tournament, lose and that. And then, okay, we're done the year, guys. That's fun. That was a good year. Fun year. No, we're trying to win something. Mm-hmm. So I think Coach Shaw said best. I went at the little gathering when we got back to school, like, seeing all Power Nation, this is just only the beginning, you know, only the beginning. So can we see the next group of guys come in and – hopefully do that dance, though, because, I mean, that's one thing. That's maybe one thing I might take away with a little regret, like just not making the dance.
Mm.
Never seeing that, though, not being part of that one shining moment music video. It is what it is.
Yeah, no, we can't, as the three of us on this show, leave this place. We cannot wait to see what it transforms into as a team. He's obviously, I know, speaking personally, I know you'll be supporting. I know you will probably, too, basketball-wise.
Absolutely.
And come to as many games as possible. So, we want to transition. So what's next for the great Jaden Bediako? As you're a grad student here, you're finishing up getting your degree. What's next on the horizon for you?
Next is I'm going to play professional basketball. That's for sure the goal. Can do it. Whether that's the NBA, the G League, overseas, don't really matter. I'm just right now looking into the agent stuff and just let them take care of me from there and then just go from there and make my career, you know? And while I play, I only got, like, I'm 23, so I only got like, you know, it's like perfect, and I think in a good situation, I think is if I can get like 10 years under my belt, create some generational wealth, put that to my kids, my family name, like, you know, just for them. And then whenever I'm done playing, like, you know, maybe go be a broadcaster analysis, kind of like what you guys are doing. Or
yeah, there we go.
What's the other one? There's another good one. Oh, run the Big East one day. Maybe. Maybe work in the offices.
You heard it here first.
Maybe.
Love that.
There we go.
Maybe, guys. Kate Valley, oh, I'm taking over now. I'm taking over. I'm new commissioner now. Or even this, like, get a PhD in classics and, you know, go back to Santa Clara and probably, or go whoever has a good classics program. But I wouldn't mind teaching, you know. Still watching ball, but, like, maybe staying away from ball a bit. Just going to teaching and stuff like that. So those are the three I really like, though, after basketball. But short term right now, like, yeah, to play basketball. So just keeping in shape and just finishing up school and just trying, you know, it kind of sucks about this because now because at Santa Clara we were on quarters, so we would have another month, June, you know, before we finish. But it feels like it comes so fast, and now I have to like try and meet all the people I can meet now, and you know, just like sorry, we didn't have to talk that much, you know, we were so busy locked in. So yeah, but that's what I always tell like other young athletes too. I told my sister this, who's in she finished her first year at Tech, though, so she's right now in the portal trying to figure out, but like, and trying to say to this, they're like, enjoy college, enjoy the experience, enjoy the people here, wherever school you go to, like, meet people, say hi, you know, go to sporting events, go to a football game, go to volleyball. I don't care if you go by yourself, just go for the experience, you know. That's why some people go to games, just for the experience. They don't care, they don't know. Some people go to the Warriors games, they don't know what's going on, they just just there for the experience, that's it. So enjoy that, because college is a great experience, you know, especially when you're playing in division, you're a division athlete, like, enjoy that stuff. And we forget so much times too, is like, we don't get out there and meet other people, you know. Because when you get in the real world now it's like, okay, now it's hard to find, like, maybe a group like this, you know, like, people around my age and stuff. So, yeah, so I would tell her that, though. But that's my goal, yeah, just to play basketball, keep playing, and see where I go from there.
That's awesome, man. You got, it sounds like you have such great insight and good intention with it. You know that, like, right now, this is your time to play basketball. You'll do it for as long as you can. Create that, as you say, more generational wealth for your family. It's not about, all about you. It's more about your family, providing for them. And then after that, you have, like, different routes you can go into, and you can hit upon all those, whether it's, like, sports analytics, whether it's teaching and all that. Like, you have different routes that you can go, and I can totally see you after basketball doing each of those things. And that's all going to happen in its own time, and I think you realize that, and it seems like you're very intentional with that. That's really, really cool to see that you have, like, some sort of plan, because not everyone has an idea of what they want to do after sport. And sometimes it's really hard. So the fact that you know, like, okay, like, I'm aware enough to know, like, this is what I want to do after that is, it's probably pretty cool to know that to some degree. So that's really awesome.
Appreciate that. Yeah. It's cool.
Do you have a general idea of what you would want to teach?
Yeah, classics. So like, I minored in classic Santa Clara. Just it's basically ancient Roman, probably like fall of the Roman Empire type or barbarians, different types of groups, and keeping in that like you know late 300s, 400s AD. You know, maybe a little Vikings, Anglo-Saxons, I don't know, Dark Ages, yeah. But I like to keep, like, later part of the Roman stage. That's what I would like to do.
What got you into that classics? Like, what got that interest into you? Like, how did that all come about?
Yeah, I was in fifth grade, and we were in our social studies class, and our professor made us, teacher. college in the school. He made it. We had to do a project on an ancient civilization. So I did Egypt first. And it was just kind of cool a little bit, you know. And then, you know, we're Gen Z. So, like, you know, we had a computer at home. So I would be on that thing, like, almost every day just searching up, like, stuff. And I came across, like, History of Rome, you know, Fall of Rome. And I got so into that because, you know, like, they left us roads, government. Christianity got big off that in later parts of the empire. And I'm just more fascinated with like how such a big, big empire, huge, all these people and all the people they're holding, how does that thing all come apart, you know? Mm. So I was really fascinated to the fall of that because I felt like the fall of Rome, when we talk about the fall of Rome, we talk about the West and we talk about the East. The East stayed for another like hundreds of years, but the West fell and that's what we call the Dark Ages. You know, there's no science, no politics, you know, it was kind of like the Middle Ages, really, just nothing. It's just people fighting, you got farmers, there's no like socialist classes. So I like to say like history, we lost a lot of human development when Rome fell. So that's why we had to wait till the 15th century for the Renaissance to come in, then let's get back into all this stuff that, you know, the ancients did. So that's something I think, like, if Rome was alive still, or Rome was alive in that period, I think we get more human advancements and stuff like that, you know, just small ones, but back in those days. So, because there was a big pause. Like, some of you guys who watched the show Vikings or Last Kingdom, that was on Netflix, love that show. That's the Dark Age. That's life after Rome. Like, it's just, you're fighting, and crops, and it's just no literature, and people aren't reading and stuff. The medicine isn't great. Like, that was all stuff the Romans, Greeks provided in those time periods. But once they got extinct, went to a Dark Age. So just really into that, really curious in that, and love the shows like Netflix has put on, History Channel. So I watch a couple here and there, which I do a lot. So it's just cool, like, just keep learning about that and trying. Like, one of my favorite shows on Netflix was actually a show called Barbarians by it was a German Netflix show. So it talked about like one battle called the Battle of Turbuk Forest, where I think 4,000 untrained barbarians, Germans, defeat five legionaries, which is about like, you know, 4,500 Romans in each group, and that basically stopped the Romans from conquering Germany, which is why Germany, and that's why the English language comes from the Germanic language. English is a Germanic language, and then, you know, Latin, which the Romans spoke, is like a Romance language, which fathered French, Spanish, and any other Romance language you can think of. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm like, wow. So, because if they conquered Germany, I think they would have met the Huns earlier. But because the Huns came in and they pushed the Germans out, and the Germans got, and they went to the Roman border, then that's how all this migration period and, you know, how a little bit of the fall kind of starts, you know, just lots of groups invading, and it's like, okay, like, and they treated them bad. The Romans weren't great people. They treated them bad sometimes, so they sometimes got what they deserve. So, found that pretty cool. Yeah.
That is very cool. And if you spoke like that as my history teacher, I would have majored in classics and in history and all of that. But, man, no disrespect to my history teachers in high school, if you're listening. But that was awesome, the way you just talked all about that. That's really, really cool.
Appreciate the ears for listening. I could ramble about this a lot, so it's like, you should let me, like, slow down.
If you got more, keep going.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Anything else besides classics, I guess?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was really into animals. I wanted to become a vet when I was younger, like first grade, second grade. Still do. I love watching nature documentaries a lot. Like, you know, I'm watching right now on Nat Geo on Disney Plus. They have a section. It's called The Queens. Angelina Bassett. I think I said her name right. The woman that played she played the mother of King T'Challa in Black Panther. So you know
So
she's the narrator for that, and it's called Queens, basically, like, looking into like different animal sites which are like more female run, right? Which I think that's pretty cool. But really into animals a lot, though, and that also might be due to, because I'm a huge fan of Lion King, the original one, 94 Not the 2019, whatever that was.
Not the live action one.
No, it was horrible. Like I watched that. I was like, I knew word for word. They changed a few things, which I kind of like. But other than that, I'm like, this is just like they have no emotion. Like it's like the only Disney movie that worked well with like live action and the remake was The Jungle Book. I think that was everyone. Really
that was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one. I remember watching I remember watching bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
But I know I liked the cartoon one a lot better.
Yeah. But I won't give the live action one like a goat read though. It's the best one. The other live actions have been up and down, you know, but
it's too forced.
Yeah. I mean, that's all they're just making remakes, not making anything new, like something come out. But definitely like my love of Lion King has really pushed that animal stuff. So you can guess to my favorite animal's probably a lion, but yeah, so I like animals a lot too, and I like just watching them. I mentioned like, you know, hopefully travel the world someday and like, you know, just on a safari, go something, take pictures, you know, just see that stuff. So it's really cool.
We'll have to change the social media picture to states that you've seen to now countries that you've seen, maybe.
Right.
That would be...
Countries. Wow. Oh, I mean...
Once you hit all 50 states, they go to countries, so...
I haven't hit Africa and Asia yet. Those are the two I haven't hit yet.
Okay, so we have to hit continents first, then countries. Yeah. We'll have to do a lot of traveling.
Yeah. Traveling's money, guys. Oof. You know that.
After the basketball career is over and all that, you can get into that.
Yeah, maybe during the off season, maybe.
There we go.
Or you could like teach abroad someplace, maybe.
Teach abroad? I never thought about that.
Or we're just creating your whole lifespan, right? Jonathan, you're
thinking more ahead than me right now.
I'll be like, what? You're like your life agent, basically. Like, all right, hey, you're gonna teach now over here in Asia, and then we'll come back. Yeah, I got you covered.
Yeah. Okay. I hope so.
No, that is amazing. I can't wait to see what you do in the future, whether likewise. It's. Very short term and long term. I can't wait to see how it progresses. I'm excited for it. And as you said, like
absolutely.
So we're going to start wrapping up. We have a exciting Walk the Plank. We called in Mr. Andrew Bianco to help us out with some questions on this Walk the Plank. Now, as a reminder, these are quicker based questions. Obviously, if you have an explanation, please feel free to do so. So, first one, rate your first pitch on a scale of 1 to 10.
See, everyone keeps asking for the video, okay, guys? I don't have the video, okay? I threw a good pitch, though, okay?
He did.
Was it a strike?
Yes.
Jonathan,
yes, it was in the air all the way, framed, low strike.
Okay. Yeah, so I would say I'm like one to ten, I would say, I think, Jonathan, it was good, like seven, right? 7-8?
I would say it's a strike, and it was at the bottom of the zone. I give it like an 8.59.
8.5?
See, and this is a baseball guy. This is a baseball guy talking, too. If the baseball guy is saying it's 8.5, then... You know, everyone leave me alone on Twitter and Instagram. Leave me alone.
Who was the catcher, though?
Nate Espelin.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out Nate.
he framed it pretty good the end there, too. Yeah, okay. It was good.
Perfect. What is your favorite South Orange restaurant?
Ooh, it's put me on the spot. I'm not going to lie. I haven't been to that many.
Man. We can give you a list.
I think Trad, I guess. Everyone keeps saying Trad, but
phenomenal.
Trad, you guys are good, too. It's just... I like to order I'm on DoorDash, though. The food's usually at Newark or somewhere else, though, you know? Mm-hmm. Big African guy. Big, like African food a lot, though. My parents are from Ghana, so I have Ghanaian descendant background. So anything that's jollof rice or bangku or fufu, like, they're not in South Orange, but.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, Trat, though. I'll say Trat.
We'll take Trat.
Well, actually, no, I changed my mind. Sorry, Trat. the Japanese place, it's called Sakura.
Sakura. That is.
Sakura's good.
Pretty good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Okay. This is a two-part question. What is your favorite type of genre, and who is your favorite artist in that genre?
Genre. Well, Gen Z. So according to the old heads, we like to listen to mumble rap. So basically, I would say rap / trap / drill. So around that. And then I'm going to have to give you three, man.
Yeah,
like three I can do on top of my own. So my favorite.
Can you rank them one to three?
I can't do that. They have different genres. I can't do that. And no order, okay, so Lil Uzi Vert, you know, in Philly, we play Villanova. That's all they play. I liked him. He was one of the first I could say I really liked. I loved EXO Tour Life, and I got to see him in concert here, so Lil Uzi Vert. Favorite drill rapper, I would say, or trap rapper, I would say is Doovie. If you know who Doovie is, he's like an up-and-coming rapper in Toronto. So, you know, we got some stuff in Toronto, too, that people know. Everyone thinks, oh, Drake. I'm like, we got... Some underground rappers, you know, that they have some flair, you know. It's just they're underground. They're really in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Drill. Let's skip drill. I don't really know drill. I listen here and there. I don't know.
Well, this actually falls right up into our next one. Who is your favorite Canadian music artist?
It's not Drake, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
OVO. Yeah, We got a couple. I like Doovie. I like YG. Not the American one. We have another YG in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Who else? Burner Bands. Yeah, those. Let's just say those three.
Those three.
And Drake. I'm not gonna lie. He's mainstream, so I got.
gotta have him somewhere there. Yeah. All right. Obviously, big basketball guy playing here. So, who do you have in your NBA finals, and who do you have winning the NBA finals?
Great question. I feel like Boston has to win the East this year. If they don't win the East this year, it's a failure season. They all win the East this year. And the West is just a complicated one. Like, love OKC, love my guys who are in OKC. But I think I might really roll with the... Yeah, let's roll. I'm rolling with the Nuggets.
Nuggets again?
I got to see the Nuggets. I think they got it, you know. Will I say the Clippers? Maybe, yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to go with the I think I see the Nuggets and the Clippers in the West Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Nuggets win and they get to the Finals.
Well, it comes down to the Clippers' health. Will Kawhi be healthy?
Yeah.
Right? I want to see something crazy. I want to see, like, a Knicks-Timberwolves final. Like, I don't think that's going to happen, but something crazy, outlandish.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Jersey.
Of course he's a Knicks fan. North or South?
North.
Yeah, he's a Knicks fan. Okay.
I'm Boston, so I'm a Celtics fan.
Yes, you guys better pull it off this year, man.
Yeah.
I've been rooting for you guys.
Yeah.
I became a Boston fan actually when when you guys beat the Raptors on Christmas Day in Toronto. So no more Christmas games in Toronto. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a huge Raptor hater. I'm not used to seeing the team good. I don't like seeing them good. And then when you guys beat them in the playoffs and in the bubble, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys lost to Miami, which I'm like, could have Boston LA series, man. Come on, man.
It's funny because when I'm down here, like, I don't follow a lot of, like, the actual regular season because, like, a lot, like, I live in a house where we have Philadelphia fans. Ugh. Phillies, 76ers, just always on the TV. And I'm like, I get home, like, after the guys that get settled in, like, Tom Cardona.
Yep.
Shout out to do you know Tom Cardona? I don't even seen him around.
I've seen him.
He works the game. He's like, he's shooting the t-shirts.
He's shooting the
t-shirt
cannon.
At the Prudential Center. You're focusing the timeouts. Yeah. Never regard
you
that.
Would see, if you saw him, you would know, I think.
His name Thomas?
Yes, Thomas.
Yeah, I know Thomas. Yeah. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. My bad. Yeah.
No, so he's a huge Philadelphia fan, huge Philly fan. So he always has the Philadelphia Phillies on. He has the 76ers on. So by the time I get back, unless any Philly team is playing a Boston team, I don't get to watch any Boston teams. So when I'm here, I don't watch any like Celtics game unless they're playing the 76ers, which is really funny how that works out. Because last year they played 76ers, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year. I saw that whole series. I got to have some fun with them. It was great.
Okay, so if you get time to, you just send Thomas a picture of Embiid crying when they lost to Toronto. That's how I felt about that shot. I was crying too. I was rooting for Philly.
That's funny. All right, going back to your Canada roots, do you have a Stanley Cup win?
Listen, guys, I'm from Canada, okay? Listen, just because I'm from Canada does not mean I like hockey. I've been to one hockey game in my life, and it's been a Devils game.
Okay.
We got honored that, but I think I'm a Devils fan, and they gave me a jersey, so I think I'm more of a Devils fan. But I heard it was, I think I was on, it was on SportsCenter. They said it's been since 93 or 97, no Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup yet.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I'm like, wow, really? And we have all the best players in this, so... Mm-hmm. Hopefully someone from Canada. Are the Canucks in this year or no?
Canucks are in. The Edmonton Oilers are in. The Winnipeg Jets are in. And the Toronto Maple Leafs are in.
Yeah, the Leafs are playing the Brewers.
Celtics,
so we know how
yeah,
the Brewers.
Yeah, that's
so you know how that series goes. Yeah, I remember. You know how that, I think they lost like three playoff games straight to you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
And they all been up to seven games or so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This could be the year.
It's definitely going to be a marathon for them. So we talked about your travels. Which state do you want to travel to next? You obviously mentioned Kansas, but in Kansas City in that area. But is there a state that you've already visited that you want to revisit?
Yeah, Arden, California, Illinois, because I was born in Chicago, so I'd love to go back and see family relatives. You know, Chicagoland. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Chicago holds a dear place to my heart because that's where my life started, and I like talking about them a lot. Though you know, most of them can I like talking like. From there, you know, like I still got a passport like you guys, I got a social security number like you guys, so I'm near American like you guys. And you know what's crazy about Canada too? We gotta learn about you guys, or America. We gotta learn about America. You guys laughing? I'm not joking.
Like, what do you mean?
Like U.S. history. We offer U.S. history classes. We offer. They have to, like when we talk about like us becoming a country. You, mm-hmm. you guys came before us though, but we were colonized by the British and all that stuff. Same like you guys. So it's like we learn about you guys too, especially the Northeast. We learn about you guys. It's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You guys too big time to learn about your best neighbor and ally.
We got to.
Yeah, but I mean, if I asked you to name five Canadian cities right now, I think you guys would get it though. So that's good.
Oh, that's a lot of faith in me right now. I'm not sure.
I just named four.
That's what I'm saying.
And then Montreal. Five.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wait, gotcha. Wait, I think they're Kings at first. Five Canadian Kings.
No. Oh, my
like,
bad, my bad.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
City.
Way back in the year, like, oh, my goodness.
My bad.
Like, so what did I miss?
This next one. John asked you on the way in. You gave us a really good reaction, but I got to ask it again. Will you be giving out an award at the Shoe Academy Awards next Tuesday? Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot right now, man. I'm not going to lie. I have people just call me saying, yo, Keith. I'm like, ah. Guys, I got no fit, really. I got no drip, and, like, I got to talk to people.
Maybe we talk to Boogie, Allery Dawes. Maybe he can pull off something.
Because he's all into the fashion.
All into the fashion.
Yeah.
I might need some help now. it's a surprise. It's a surprise, though. But I'll tell you this, though.
It's a surprise. I like that.
No, I'll say it might be a surprise. It might be last minute, or I don't do it. I don't know. We'll keep that, whatever.
So do we need to contact Al to get you to make sure we're confirmed on this, or how do we go about this?
You have me back on the show. Maybe we do an end of the year show, maybe. I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
That could be cool.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But definitely, let me ask you. If there's a fan favorite award, I'm not trying, but I'm just saying, if there is one, I think I should be in the running for that. I think I should be in the running.
You might have to go and find out.
Well, I'm going to go. Well, maybe. Yeah, y'all put me on the spot.
Right. Well, if there is a fan favorite award, you got to announce it like, oh, it's Jaden Mediocre.
Ah, yeah.
All right, last one. Now, if you do recall from our first episode, our last question is describe your playing style in one word. But being our first second-time guest, we switched it up a little bit here. So what has been one thing about coming to Seton Hall that has surprised you the most? It could be on the athletic side. It could be the academic side. What in total about the university that has surprised you the most since coming here?
Yeah, in no particular order, though, the nursing program. You know, not that I'm a nurse into that, but I have cousins who are doctors and nurses, older cousins, and Seton Hall is probably one of the best nursing programs, though. You know, you come to Seton Hall, business is really big over here, mm-hmm. so if you're into sports and stuff, you get into finance, management, that's all cool. That's because you're in New York City. So business is good here. Nursing, I said, and then I think they have an overall good grad program here. You know, that's something I see lots of people come here for grad. So I think that was interesting. The fans, basketball, how big basketball is in this school and this league. Like, the fans care, you know. I'm walking around people, even when I'm walking around Jersey, you know, I'm saying, congratulations, good job. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we didn't, like, love Santa Clara. That might be my mom. Love Santa Clara, but, yeah, that's my mom. Love Santa Clara. She might be wanting me to come home, like, on Tuesday. See, just saying. But, love Santa Clara, but, you know, we had great teams there, but we didn't win, like, anything, really, right? We won 20-plus games and two NIT appearances, but compared to here, it's like you sometimes feel a little mortal here, you know? You walk around, people kind of, like, you know, big dog you, like, hey, this, you know, you treat you like a slab almost, though. So I thought that was really cool. And now playing in MSG, that's you said the university, or you said the university, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Playing in MSG, though, counts for that.
That counts,
the
yeah.
athletic side.
The green's pretty cool. And just the people. Like, I think that hasn't surprised me too much, because I just know if you just I got to take time out of my day or just, like, just get to know people. And you can see how great people are, you know, because you only get 4 years of this college life. Blessed that I was able to get five because due to COVID, and just meet new different side of Americans out here, you know, and just I think it's just really great, the people and the donors and the alumni. The people, the guys who work in the offices too, like, most, a lot of them are alums, which I'm like, this, they come back. So I would say that's really also surprised me too. But I just feel immortalized here. So I feel like it's been a great experience, and I love Seton Hall too. Like I said, I'm a Pirate.
Yeah.
You know, we had a great season, so we've been first in some ways.
You got some really good stuff to hang your hat on with those two wins, and also obviously the NIT championship.
Yeah.
And you've most definitely cemented your legacy here at Seton Hall. I know you were a Bronco before for your undergrad, but to come here for your grad here, you have left your mark for sure as a Seton Hall Pirate. And for everyone definitely being a fan favorite, we got to make that Shoe Academy Award that you're going to present to yourself. get your Shoe Academy. And for everything you've done on the court, off the court, you've been awesome, dude. It's been so great to have you here for this year, and so glad we could have you on for part two and maybe part three.
Maybe part three. Who knows? Maybe, guys.
You took all the words out of my mouth. Thank you so much for coming back on with us. We have had so much fun this afternoon. We can't wait to see career path and what G League, overseas, NBA, whatever it pertails, or even past that. We can't wait to see all the great things you're going to do. And until next time, We'll talk to y'all later.